Is anyone out there? Is anyone listening? I'm Vox, an informed Jack who tells tales, and I'm sending out a signal. This signal contains something important. Information. Knowledge, they say, is power, so consider me an arsenal of power. If you can hear me, take note. This broadcast is for and about the people of White Lake, a tiny clave bordering the Jagged Wastes. If you aren't in White Lake, find a way to get this information to them. They need to know what's out there. They need help. They need heroes. If you're in White Lake, listen closely. There's been some odd happenings around your clave lately, which I suppose isn't that odd for the beyond, but your town of White Lake is usually a fairly placid little oasis, the kind of place a traveler can put his feet up for a few days, maybe have time to pick the glass shards from his shoes after a journey through the wastes. You folks are friendly enough, certainly as friendly as can be expected in the beyond, and trouble usually keeps its distance. But sometimes trouble gets bold. An abhuman tribe has roamed into your area. You've seen them in the distance. You've seen their grim messages, and you know their meaning. They're watching you. They're called the Bloody Lashers. These cannibalistic degenerates are led by a particularly loathsome glaive who calls himself Clurt the Cruel. Rumors tell that Clurt possesses a whip made of pure energy that can paralyze those it strikes. He likes his food very fresh when he eats it. So far, the Lashers have only attacked those who stray too far from the town and on a few traders who've been caught passing too near their territory. They haven't struck the town yet, but why not? Are they drying up your resources, making you vulnerable? Are they looking for something in the area? Is something keeping them at bay, and can it hold them off forever? Someone needs to confront the Bloody Lashers and drive them off, and soon. Unfortunately, Clurt the Cruel isn't the only concern facing White Lake. I know some of the history of your region. I know that once, you were practically part of the Steadfast. You were ruled by a king, but he was no kind monarch leading through wisdom. He was a tyrant, a violent, black-hearted villain, and you overthrew him, hung him high in payment for his crimes against his people. Though the king is long dead, his home still stands, Selescor Castle. And you believed it was empty for the longest time. But it isn't, is it? You've heard the rumors, same as I have. Odd lights in the night, unusual terrible noises, a sense of creeping foreboding. Fortunately, the castle is far enough away from the town that no one seems to have been harmed, but that doesn't mean you aren't all looking in its direction and wondering. Are bandits, abhumans, or worse, squatting in the old castle? Perhaps, but then again, Clurt the Cruel and his Bloody Lashers are giving it a wide berth. They seem to be as spooked as you are. What could the vicious abhuman cannibals be afraid of? They seem to think the place is haunted. And that rumor's been making the rounds in the town, too, hasn't it? Has the ghost of the old king returned to punish you for his downfall? Well, ghosts doesn't seem too likely, but I've seen a lot of strange stuff in my time, and I know not to discount anything offhand. But one thing is certain. Something strange is happening there. Is anyone brave enough to investigate the mysterious happenings in Selescor Castle? There are other rumors in White Lake. Creature made of shards of glass stalking the wastes, searching for something. The Jagged Walker, as it's been dubbed, is only ever seen in the distance. What manner of creature is it? More importantly, what is it looking for? On certain nights of the year, a glow can be seen coming from under the lake, but it's never in the same place twice, and no one's ever figured out what causes it. Have you heard the one about the frozen tree? It grows in a wooded area near the lake only for a few days of the year before it melts. The tree is bark of ice and leaves of snow, and a slice of its icy fruit can cool a traveler down on the hottest day or chill the warmest drink. But picking it is hard because the tree is so cold it burns. I've been talking for too long. And it's time to say goodbye. To the people of White Lake, I wish you the best for the future. To everyone else who can hear me, keep listening. I'll be back with more tales from the Steadfast and the beyond. Safe travels, Numenera hunters. I'm Vox, and signal. Numenera is a role-playing game written and designed by Monty Cook. Numenera The Signal is a podcast written and produced by Scott C. Bourgeois. The Signal theme song is The Complex by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Our next broadcast will be about Gyrac. If you have a tale, report, or story you'd like to share, you can reach Vox, that's V-A-U-X, through Twitter at VoxJack or online at VoxJack@gmail.com.